Netanyahu addresses Israelis after strikes on terrorist leaders, "Together we will fight." By Joel B. Polak on July 31, 2024. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed his nation on Wednesday evening in the wake of successful airstrikes on terrorist leaders in Beirut, Lebanon, and Tehran, Iran. As Breitbart News reported, Israel killed Hezbollah's second-in-command, Fuad Shukr, in Beirut on Tuesday, and killed Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran on Wednesday. Notably, Netanyahu did not say directly that Israel was responsible for the latter strike. His full remarks follow, translated from Hebrew by the government press office. "Dear citizens of Israel, good evening. Since the beginning of the war, I have made it clear that we are in a fight against Iran's axis of evil. This is an existential war against a stranglehold of terrorist armies and missiles that Iran would like to tighten around our neck. In my address to Congress several days ago, I noted that the three main arms of this axis of evil are Hamas, the Houthis and Hezbollah, the three H's. We have recently struck crushing blows on each one. 3 weeks ago, we attacked the Hamas chief of staff, Mohammed Diouf. 2 weeks ago we attacked the Houthis in one of the Air Force's most distant assaults. And yesterday, we attacked the Hezbollah chief of staff, Fuad Shukr, aka Mohsen. On behalf of the citizens of Israel, I would like to express deep appreciation to the IDF, the ESA, IDF Intelligence, the Air Force, and all of the security services for the precision operations on three different fronts. In the attack yesterday, we eliminated Nasrallah's deputy. Mohsen was directly responsible for the massacre of our dear boys and girls in Majdal Shams. He was responsible for the murder of many other Israeli citizens. He was responsible for the unceasing assault against our citizens in the northern communities over 9 months of war. He was one of the most wanted terrorists in the world. The U.S. put a $5 million bounty on his head, and for good reason. He was involved in the murder of 241 American soldiers and 58 French soldiers in Beirut in 1983. He was the main liaison between Iran and Hezbollah, and he was responsible for the organization's missiles. Several days ago, during my visit to the site of the terrible massacre in Majdal Shams, I saw the deep mourning of the families whose worlds had been destroyed around them. I told our Druze brothers and sisters, "We are brothers. There is a covenant of life between us which has become even deeper in these days of bereavement and mourning. The murder of innocent children has been added to the unending suffering of the residents of the North, our dear ones who have been exiled from their homes, and whose communities have suffered serious attacks, and for this we will not be silent. We have settled accounts with Mohsen like we will with all those who attack us. Whoever butchers our children, whoever murders our citizens, whoever attacks our state, will pay the price. Citizens of Israel, challenging days are before us. Since the attack in Beirut, we have heard threats from all sides. We are prepared for any scenario and we will stand united and determined against any threat. Israel will exact a very heavy price for aggression against us from whatever quarter. Citizens of Israel, in the first days of the war I said that the war would take time and require us to show patience. I reiterate that today as well. For months, there has been no week in which they have not told us, at home and abroad, to end the war. End the war because we have exhausted what can be achieved and it is impossible to win in any case. If we gave in to this pressure, we would not have eliminated senior Hamas leaders and thousands of terrorists. We would not have destroyed terrorist infrastructure and extensive Hamas underground infrastructure. They simply would have kept it. We would not be in control of the Philadelphia corridor and the Rafah crossing, the lifeline of Hamas by which they arm and rebuild themselves. And we would not have created the conditions that are bringing us closer to an outline that will also return our hostages, and which will allow us to achieve all of our objectives for the war. Returning all of our hostages, eliminating Hamas's military and governing capabilities, ensuring that Gaza never again constitutes a threat to Israel, and restoring our residents securely to their homes in both the south and the north. All of the achievements that we have achieved in recent months, we achieved because we did not give in, because we made courageous decisions despite the great pressure at home and abroad. And I tell you, this was not easy. I needed to reject very great pressure. But above all, we achieved this because our fighters, both reservists and conscripts, in the IDF, the police, the ESA and the Mossad, did not give in. They are fighting like lions, they are determined to win. And I, together with the people of Israel. Back them with great love and with great faith in the justice of our cause. We do not forget, even for a moment, the bereaved families who have lost what is dearest to them. The families of the hostages who are hoping for the return of their loved ones. And our wounded who are fighting heroically to rebuild their lives. Thanks to them and thanks to you, citizens of Israel. Together we will fight and with God's help, together we will win. Iran's so-called supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has reportedly called for a direct attack on Israel in response. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.